Hi everyone, happy Tuesday. Today we're going to be reading John chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. John chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If you call them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Again they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. All right, so throughout the Gospel according to John, there were many instances when the Jews were trying to stone Jesus. And that's what we see happening in our passage today. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Other times, like in John chapter 8, Jesus finds a way to hide himself before they could even have a chance to stone him. But this time is different. He remains to make his defense a little longer. The reason why the Jews wanted to stone Jesus is because throughout his earthly ministry, he had referred to himself as the Son of God. And at the end of yesterday's passage, he takes it a step further and makes a very simple, clear, and yet very bold statement. John chapter 10, verse 30 says, "I and the Father are one." And the Jews receive this as blasphemy. And who could blame them? Really, you know, like in their defense, they believed that there was only one God. And for a human being to declare himself as equal to God was easily heresy. That's why the Jews tell Jesus in verse 33, "We are going to stone you because you, being a man, make yourself God." Now, what's interesting here is that Jesus responds by quoting Psalm chapter 82. Psalm chapter 82. And in verses 6 to 7, the psalmist says, "You are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like any prince." It's a little hard to understand the context and the meaning of these two verses without reading the entire chapter of the psalm. So I'd encourage you on your own time, maybe just kind of skim through and meditate on Psalm 82. But in this psalm, Psalm chapter 82, gods refer to human officials, judges, and other people who hold positions of authority and power. And gods in the Old Testament are usually referred, are usually called that name, gods, is because they are messengers of God. Not because they are lofty and, you know, full of themselves, but because God has appointed them to be judges, ruling officials, to be used for God's purposes. The whole point of Psalm 82 is that earthly judges must act with impartiality and true justice, because even judges, human judges, must stand someday before the holy judge, God. They are to remember that even though they are representing God in this world, they are mortal and must eventually give an account to God for how they used that authority. Now, let's look at how Jesus uses this passage. Jesus had just claimed to be the Son of God. The unbelieving Jews respond by charging Jesus with blasphemy since he claimed to be God. And then Jesus quotes Psalm 82, verse 6, reminding the Jews that the law refers to mere men, men of authority and prestige as gods. Jesus' point is this: you charge me with blasphemy based on the use of the title Son of God, yet your own scriptures apply the same term to human judges and rulers. If those who hold a divinely appointed office can be considered gods, how much more can the one whom God has consecrated and sent into the world be called the Son of God? Jesus is using the scriptures to help these Jews understand who he really is. These Jews had devoted their lives to studying the scriptures, to knowing it, to even memorizing it. And he uses the scriptures to help these Jews get a better understanding of who Christ really is. And once again, we see Jesus calling these skeptical, angry Jews to faith. He calls them to faith. He tries to deflect their presupposed resentment towards Jesus for who he is by pointing them to his works rather than his personhood. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, we need to believe in who Jesus is in his personhood, because his works actually reflect his personhood. But these Jews didn't want to really believe who Jesus was as a person, and so he points them not to his personhood, but to his works. If his works reflect the works of his Father, then he says in verse 38, know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Now at this point, the Jews get even angrier. You know, like, why do you think they're getting angrier? It's because Jesus just said the very same thing for why they got angry in the first place. In verse 30, right before today's passage, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He equates himself to the Father and basically saying that he is God. Now he says at the end of our passage today, the Father is in me and I am in the Father. And so Jesus is constantly telling these Jews that he is the Son of God and that he is God. The Jews in that place didn't believe. It's unfortunate. You know, they had these preconceived notions of who God was supposed to be and who the Messiah is supposed to be, and they didn't believe. And so before they could arrest Jesus, Jesus went away. He had escaped, and he went to a place where John the Baptist had baptized. People had flocked to Jesus. They had seen John's testimony come to life, and many believed in Jesus there. You know, it's not explicit in this text, but I think many believe Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. And they believed not only in his works, but in his personhood, that he is God. And I think that is what we can take away from this passage today. We are not God. God is God. Jesus is Lord over all things, over all creation. He is God, and we are not. And even as we continue to grow in our walk with the Lord, as we study the scriptures, as we meditate on God's word, it's so easy for us to become like the Jews, like the Pharisees, thinking that we know everything about who God is, about who the Messiah is. But in reality, we've only caught a glimpse of who Jesus really is. There is so much more for us to see. There are greater measures of his love, greater measures of his grace, greater measures of the hope that we've received. And God is calling us to come to him and know that he is God. And that we will come to see more of who he really is as we humble ourselves before him. And when we humble ourselves before God, our spiritual eyes will begin to see more clearly the fullness of who God is. And so today, can we just reflect on who Jesus is? He is the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah, and in fact, he himself is God. He and the Father are one. The Father is in him and he is in the Father. And just as they are one, we have become one with Christ by his blood, by the blood of Jesus that he has shed for us on the cross. And it's only by the works and the personhood of Jesus, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ, that we have come to be one with our Father in heaven. And so, let's declare that He is God, and let's give thanks to Jesus for the blood that He has shed for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to God and become one with our Father in heaven. So let's pray that right now. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, God, Lord, that You alone are God. There's no one like You. And God, forgive us for the ways that we have, Lord, so easily grown in this pride, in this arrogance, thinking that we know everything about who You are, about what You do, about what You should do. And God, sometimes we put ourselves on a higher pedestal than You. But would You humble ourselves? Help us to humble ourselves, Lord, before our King and our Lord. God, we want to humble ourselves and come to know more and more of the fullness of who You are. Help us to know and understand that Jesus and the Father in heaven are one. Help us to declare, Lord, that You are God and we are not. And God, we thank You, Lord, that You have brought us to Yourself by the blood of Jesus. And help us to remember the gospel today, Lord, that without Christ, without Jesus, there would be no relationship with You. So God, we thank You. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.